Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Keontae. Whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
My name is Brenda Grant.
How are you?
Okay. I'm calling in regards to this daily holistic approach that was billed to me again. And I had called Vicki, I don't know to whom, and she had told me she canceled it. I have my cancellation number, and this month I got the same bill again.
Okay, I could definitely take a look into your account for you. May you please start off with providing me your zip code?
My zip code is 19608, 1912.
And what did you say your name was again? I'm sorry.
Brenda Grant.
Okay, thank you so much for providing with that information. And for security purposes, may you please provide me with your mailing address?
My mailing address, just wanted to make sure it was the same, is, I get this at a different. I have a business also. That's why I'm hesitating. I think this is on the business address. I think it's 2132 Noble Street, Reading, 19609.
Do you happen to have another one possibly on file?
513 Albert Drive.
Okay.
Sinking Spring.
Okay. So you said that you spoke with the representative and they informed you you wanted to cancel?
I wanted to cancel it, yes.
Okay. And when did you speak with that representative?
I didn't write the date down. I should have written the date down.
No, that's fine. I'll see if I can go through the notation.
This was last month.
Last month in June.
It was in June. Probably the beginning of June.
Okay, no problem. I can definitely take a look within the account and see about the notations and things like that. One moment, please. I'm just looking over the account for you.
Surely.
Thank you. Okay, so upon reviewing the account and going through the notations and things like that on the account, I do not see that you've spoken with anyone, actually. I don't see
any calls. Do you have a Vicki there?
Well, we have multiple call centers, so, you know, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I don't see any notations, but I don't,
Do you want my cancellation number?
Sure, you can provide me with that. That's fine.
Okay, C920-871-077.
Okay, thank you so much for the information. Let's see here. Okay, and I definitely see that confirmation number. However, I don't know why, but the representative didn't leave any notations on the account.
Oh.
Yeah, like anything. She didn't say that she wanted to cancel or anything. So that's all right. So you would like to cancel, correct? So we can go ahead and was that the issue in regards you spoke with the previous representative about?
Yes.
Counseling, okay. One moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm so sorry about the inconvenience. It's as I was taking a look through the account, it doesn't look like I believe you spoke with someone because the confirmation number matches up, but the agent unfortunately didn't provide any notations on the account for me to go by. So I definitely do apologize about that. So that, you know, that wouldn't be a problem. Now, may we offer you a 35% discount on the reoccurring charges?
No,
I the services, you know,
I didn't even know what this was what this charge was about. And I finally caught up with myself and gone over my bills. And then I saw this being charged to me every month, and I thought, what is this? And I didn't know if it was for vitamins that I might have ordered, but it wasn't that. She said it was I was in some contest for a mixer.
Yeah, it looks like
a KitchenAid mixer.
Yes, ma'am. It looks like here you entered a contest to win that, and it looks like you're being charged a membership of the $59.89, and it also looks like, though, they provide you with a $125 voucher to shop in that store monthly, being that you do pay a subscription.
I've never received that.
It would be within your email, and they'll provide you with the code. It's like a factory direct store membership. That's the $59.89, and then they provide you with the $125 vouchers for you to shop in that store, and you should receive that within your email.
Well, honey, I don't have an email.
You don't have an email?
That could have been the problem.
Well, if we have an email on file for you.
You have an email on file.
Yeah.
And what is the email on file?
The email that we have on file, it says bgrant@482.net. That's the email we have on file.
482.net.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's where.
I'm a little remiss in this. That some of this is my fault. I do not even look at my emails. I just don't.
I check mine daily, and
I should, but I don't because I'm not that important. I'm running business. I have a little business that I'm running, and that's it. You know, no, I don't want any of this because I'm not using it. I didn't even know I was supposed to get anything else. I didn't even know I was entering into something like this when I put up my email for this information. It was to win a mixer or something like that.
Yes,
and I thought, well, that's pretty sneaky way of getting people to pay money out for something you're not getting. I could have bought a mixer four times over already for what I have here. Because I haven't used anything.
Well, just look at the fact that you are being provided a $125 voucher to use also. So it's not only that you're paying the $56, but you are receiving like a $125 voucher. So you can shop in that store if you would like.
I just want to cancel it and get it off my bill.
Okay, so what if we are able to provide you a 50% discount on the $59 that you're paying 50%, and you still will receive that $125 voucher?
I don't want it. I just cancel, please.
Okay. What about 75%?
I don't want
okay.
anything. Thank you.
Okay. No problem. I can get that canceled out for you.
And who am I speaking to this time?
My name is Keontae.
Okay.
Allow me just a few moments. I get that canceled.
Yes.
One moment, please. I'm still working on the account for you.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and get that taken care of for you. So you don't have to worry about those reoccurring charges. I'm going to go ahead and right now and get that canceled. All right. So I was able to successfully get that canceled out for you. And I do apologize about the inconvenience on the other agent's behalf. But I was able to get that canceled out for you. Also, you will no longer be charged for the reoccurring charge of the $59, okay?
Okay.
Is there anything else that I may be able to assist with?
Do I have a cancellation number that I need to
have?
Oh,
yeah. I'm sure I can provide you with the confirmation number.
Thank you.
Okay, that'll be C as in Charlie.
Yep.
920.
Yep.
910.
Okay.
685.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Is there anything else I can do? Mm-hmm.
No. Thank you very much, Keontae. Right. I appreciate your help.
No, my pleasure. You're greatly, you're welcome, and I want you to have a great day.
And you too.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.